Jokes about race can be funny if you're an ethnic comedian, and we've seen more and more of them at comedy festivals around the country. The Wire's Marty McCarthy caught up with Indigenous comedian Kevin Kropneary, who is performing as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
I think you can pretty much joke about a lot of stuff. Me being a black fella and being Aboriginal, I kind of like, there's some issues I won't go. But yeah, absolutely, there's some stuff that I will not touch, but if you're a smart comedian, you could pretty much joke about anything.
Indigenous humour has been around for a number of years. However, controversy arose in 2002 when a comedian named Lewis Beer took on the persona of an Indigenous man named King Billy Cokebottle. The issue in this case was that Lewis Beer was a non-Indigenous Australian who had painted himself black and performed as an Indigenous man. This is him here as King Billy Cokebottle.
Yeah, one day Morton, he's driving down the road, he's drunk with a grog, and anyway, the coppers pull him over, you know. He said, "Right, Morton, you're drunk," he said. "No, mate, I'm okay." He said, No, you've got to give us a breath analysis." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You've got to breathe in that bag." He said, "I can't do that." He said, "I've got a letter here from the asthma people that said that I'm an asthmatic, and he said if I blow in there, I could black out."
That was non-Indigenous Australian comedian Lewis Beer, as his Indigenous character, King Billy Cokebottle. His jokes are not necessarily racist. However, his critics argue his blackface humour was still offensive. I asked Kevin Kropneary what he thought of Lewis Beer's brand of Indigenous humour.
Well, one, he got all his... he used to drink with all the black fellas up in Townsville. You know, and he got a lot of his material from Aboriginals. And what a lot of white Australians don't realise is that we like to have a laugh at ourselves. And the flip side of tragedy is comedy. And we've used comedy as a tool of healing in our communities, you know?
Some of his material is quite clean and not racist at all, yet people still react negatively to him. What do you think the issue here is?
How can I say it? I think Australia is slowly growing up. I think we've got a lot of great people that want to see change in regards to Indigenous issues and acknowledging the past and that. And I think that if people are offended, well, maybe they're coming from a good place. There's a lot of political correct people out there. I mean, I've got white people coming up to me saying, you know, how come you make fun of your own people? And I don't. I just highlight differences and highlight stuff. I have people walking away from my show going, "Wow, that was hilarious. That was funny. And I learned something tonight."
Has anyone ever told you you've overstepped the mark?
Yeah, you know, I'll give you an example. I done an Aboriginal gig one time, and there was like nearly 200 black fellas in there, and there was 5 white people. And the crowd was in hysterics. It was just going off. And then out of that 200 people, one white lady walks up and goes, "How dare you make fun of your people the way you do?" I said, "Look, darling, you never walked a mile in my shoes. You never walked a mile in my shoes." And I said the same line. And the flip side of tragedy is comedy. And we've been laughing at ourselves for generations to get by.
Do you ever make jokes about white Australians?
No. No, I kind of like highlight the differences. How like, part of my show is like how a white bloke may meet a white lady and how a black fella will meet a black lady. And all it is highlighting the differences and making the comical side on both sides. So my show is not going down the path of beating up a whitey. It's not like that at all. Because I'd rather build bridges, and I have an agenda, and that's about pulling back the curtains and saying, "Hey, you know, come look at our funny world. We're a good bunch of people."